ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುತತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾತಿತರತಶ್ಚಾತ್ತೇಷ್ವವಿಘ್ನಸ್ವರಾಟ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋವಾರಿ ಮೃದಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಂನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಗುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತಗೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸತಾಂ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯತೆತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿಃ ತತ್ಕ್ಷಣಾತ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಲಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಸುಖಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬತ ಭಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾಃ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತರವೋಪಿ ನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಬೋಧಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನದೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮತಿತಿದೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ತಮಂತಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿನಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಸೊ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಿ ಸಾ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ நரசிம்ஹாவதார. வென் பிரஹ்லாதா taught his friends what he learned from Narada, the highest teaching of Bhagavata Dharma, the Chandamarka, they were afraid. They came and reported to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was furious. Nobody so far dared oppose him, and that also his own child. He could not take that insult, so he decided to kill his own son himself. So far he tried with others, it did not work. But now he decided himself, so he asked, with whose power, where is that Lord, whom you consider the greatest, and flouting me or denying me my power, you are considering him the greatest. Where is he? Kwasau. He said, he is everywhere. Is he here in this pillar? He said, yes, in pillar also he is there. Then he jumped from the seat with the sword in hand, went and hit that stamba. And from that stamba came a roar. And he was surprised from where this roar is coming. And soon he saw breaking that stamba pillar, Bhagavan appeared there, neither man nor animal, Narasimha. And having come out, he increased his size as though he is touching the sky. And this Hiranyakashipu thought that, oh, this is that Hari. Let me see what he can do to me. He attacked him, but Bhagavan caught him by the hand, but then he slipped. This Rakshasa slipped away from his grip. Bhagavan was playing with him for time. He was waiting for the appropriate time. Then finally he lifted him, took him to the threshold, like how a Garuda Bakshi catches the snake, or the snake catches a frog. So easily he caught him and lifted him and put him on his lap and tore his chest with his own nails. And when Hiranyakashipu died, he threw his dead body on the ground and took out his intestine and put it over his neck. That scene with completely filled with blood. And some of the scene it is that he was drinking the blood also. As true to the lion. And when that horrible, terrible scene, when other Rakshasas saw, they also attacked. But they were no match to Bhagavan. They were also killed. And Bhagavan went and sat in the throne of Hiranyakashipu in order to bless the throne. That throne was the source of terror to the whole world. Bhagavan purified it with his touch. Then Brahmaji and others who assembled there, they could not approach him from a distance. They all prayed to Bhagavan to come down from his angry mood. This much anger is not necessary. Please calm down. Each one of them prayed, but still Bhagavan was not pacified. Finally, Brahmaji sent Prahladji. Prahlada was not afraid. He went and prostrated before the Lord, and he started his famous stuti. And Bhagavan lifted him and touched. That touch gave him that enlightenment. Even though Prahlada was already enlightened, but even there was a traces of ignorance still there. So that was also removed with the touch of Bhagavan. Then Prahlada started praying or praising or singing his hymn. We saw two of them yesterday. And now he says, Brahmaji and others, great souls, they were not able to sing your glory. Then how am I born to Ugrajati, this family of Rakshasas? I am born. Naturally, we are tamasic people, rajasic people. Rajasic and tamasic mind, endowed with this trait, how will we ever able to sing your glory? But then, which one thing gives me courage, that you are not, you don't think about a person's dhanam, abhijana, high birth, rupam, tapas, shrutam, ojas, prabhav, balam, paurusham, buddhi, samadhi, tapas. None of them pleases you. What pleases you is simple devotion to you, and which is proved by the Gajaraj, Gajendra. He only lifted one flower from the lake and offered to you and called Hari. And with devotion you came and blessed him. And in this Gajendra Moksha also there is a beautiful thing. When Bhagavan came, this Gajendra is the one who called Bhagavan. But as soon as Bhagavan came, what did he do? He killed this crocodile. And crocodile got Chapa Mukti. Afterwards only Bhagavan gave Mukti to Gajendra. So the question is asked, you know, Bhagavan, this crocodile never called you. How come you gave him moksha first? I mean, the Chapa Mukti first. So one of the devotees says that, see, that is the whole secret of pleasing Bhagavan. How? Because this crocodile went and caught the feet of Bhagavan's bhakta, Gajendra. Since crocodile caught the feet of the Bhagavan's bhakta, so Bhagavan always blesses those people who worship his devotees. Instead of going directly to him, you go through his devotees. That is the easiest way to attain him. This is what is proved there. Then, now continuing, Vipradvishanguna Yudadara Vindanabha Padara Vindamukudat Shupacham Varishtam Manetadarpida Mano Vajanehidartha Pranam Punadisakulam Natubhurimanaha. 10th verse. I consider a man of very low birth, if he is dedicated and he has totally surrendered to the feet of Lord, He is greater than a person who is high birth, a Brahmana by birth, possessed of all the 12 qualities mentioned earlier, dhanam, abhijanam, rupam, tapas, shrutam, ojas, prabhav, balam, paurusham, buddhi, tapas, all of them he may possess, but he is without devotion to Lord. He is not considered great. And that person, he may be a low class, but if he has got this great devotion to Bhagavan, he, Bhagavan, consider him the best. Naivatmana prabhurayam nichalabhapurno manam janada vidushakkaruno vrinite yat yajjano bhagavate vitatidamanam tachanmane pradhimukasya yathamukashri. Generally, people think that Bhagavan is pleased with somebody praises him. That is wrong. Bhagavan doesn't need anybody's prayer. We are not praying for him. Please. It is to purify ourselves we are praying. And out of compassion for us, His grace comes down and blesses us. It is something like children. It is not the children want, little kids, you know, this 6 months or 1 year old children, babies, they don't want to take bath and get dressed and decorated and all that. But mother wants the child to be cleaned and put on some dress, nice dress and ornaments, and then some kind of puttu and all that, you know, they put. All this for what? My baby, she wants to see her baby's beautiful child. In fact, the child doesn't want anything. She doesn't want to wear also anything. But mother feel good. The same way, you are not doing this for Bhagavan. And that is why all those things that we cook and offer to Bhagavan, bhog chadate hai na. You know that Bhagavan doesn't take. That is why we are so liberally offering to him. Suppose one day Ganesha Bhagavan, you 108 modaka, you offer to Ganesha Bhagavan with his trunk, he take the whole thing. Nothing is left. Now next day, what is your idea? One is enough. So, it is when people offer, it is the expression of love. In return, they also get Bhagavan's blessings. Tasmadaham vigada vikkala isharasya sarvatmanamahigranami yathamanisham nichojaya guna visarga manupravishta puyedayena hipumananu varnitena. Therefore, I take courage in offering my prayers to you. For what? That's why nija gira pavana karana karana ramas tulasi gayo. Tulasidas also said nija gira pavana karana. For purifying one's own tongue. Vani Shuddhi ke liye. I sing his glories. So, now, since he says, now I can worship that Lord without any qualification, because Bhagavan doesn't look for any qualification. The only qualification he wants is pure love. So therefore I take courage in singing thy glory. Now look at this. Devatas. சர்வேஹ்யமீ விதிகரஸ்தவ சத்வதாம்னோ பிரம்மாதயோ வயமிவேசன சேத்விஜந்த க்ஷேமாய பூதய உதாத்ம முகா சுகாய சாஸ்ய விக்ரீடிதம் பகவதோ ருஜிராவதாரை. ஆல் திஸ் பிரம்மா ருத்ரா தேவதாஸ் தேர் ஆல் தேர் ஃப்ரைட்டன்ட் பை யூ, தேர் ஆர் ஸ்கேர்ட் ஆஃப் யூ. Actually, they are all your servant carrying out your will. And therefore, there is no reason for them to be afraid of you. In all your incarnation were to bless the humanity, welfare of the world. They never caused any fright. Therefore, tat yaccha manyum asurascha hatastvayadya மோதேத சாதுரபி விருச்சிக சர்பஹத்யா லோகாச்ச நிர்வதிமிதா பிரதியந்தி சர்வே ரூபம் நரசிம்ஹ விபவயாய ஜனா ஸ்மரந்தி. தேர்ஃபோர் ப்ளீஸ் காம் டவுன். வை? பிகாஸ் திஸ் அசுரா இஸ் நவ் டெட். தேர் இஸ் நோ ரீசன் ஃபார் யூ டு கெட் ஆங்க்ரி, கண்டினியூ டு பி ஆங்க்ரி நவ். அண்ட் even pious men rejoice killing of harmful creatures like scorpions and serpents etc. Similarly, the whole world feel relieved because of this elimination of asura, and all are waiting to see the anger is abated. ஓ நரசிம்ஹ பகவான், ஹேன்ஸ் ஃபார்வர்ட் ஆல் மென் வில் கண்டெம்ப்ளேட் ஆன் திஸ் ஃபார்ம் அண்ட் கெட் ரிட் ஆஃப் தேர் ஃபியர் ஃப்ரம் த வேர்ல்ட். ஸோ ஹூஎவர் இஸ் அஃப்ரேட், தே ஷுட் கண்டெம்ப்ளேட் ஆன் நரசிம்ஹ பகவான், தேர் ஃபியர் வில் கோ, ஃபியர் வில் கோ. That's why Hanumanji, when he entered Lanka also, he remembered Narahari. Narahari is Narasimha there. Narahari also another interpretation. Hari in the form of Nara, that is Rama, that is one meaning. But other Narasimha also. Narasimha is more appropriate because Hanumanji didn't know where he is entering, what is expected. Therefore, he remembered him. So Bhagavan said, when Prahlada was praying him that people remember your form, they will be of free from all fears, then Bhagavan said, okay, I will retain this form. no. So Bhagavan must have thought that Prahlad, you are not afraid of this form. Everybody is afraid. You are not afraid. Prahladji says, no, Bhagavan, I am not afraid. Naham bibhebhyajidate di bayanakasya jihvarka netra pragudira pragudira basugradamstrat andrasrajachata jagesara shangukarnan நிஹ்ராதபீததிகிபாரி பீன்னகாக்ராத். I am not afraid of that frightful face of your tongue, sun-like eyes, this quivering eyebrows, fierce molars, and the garland of intestine loops, blood-stained mane. I am not afraid of that. What am I afraid? He says, Tasrosmyaham kripanavatsala dussagogra samsara chakragadanat krasatam pranita. I am afraid of this samsara chakra. I am not afraid of looking at that form. What I am afraid is the samsara chakra. Samsara chakra means what? బద్ధ స్వకర్మభిరుషస్తమ తేంఘ్రిమూలం ప్రీతోపవర్గశరణం వయసే కదాను. వెన్ ఆర్ యు గోయింగ్ టు కాల్ మీ? సో ఓ లార్డ్ ప్లీజ్ కాల్ మీ. వాట్? హే ప్రహ్లాద్, కమ్ అండ్ స్టే విత్ మీ. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ యూ. వై? బికాస్ దిస్ సంసారి చక్ర, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యు అవర్ కర్మ దిస్ కీప్స్ గోయింగ్. వెన్ వీ టేక్ ఎ బర్త్ వీ డూ పుణ్యకర్మాస్. ఈవెన్ టు ఎంజాయ్ పుణ్యకర్మాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ బర్త్, అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ బర్త్ ఆల్సో వీ డూ పుణ్యపాపాస్. టు ఎంజాయ్ దాట్ ఆర్ సఫర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ అనదర్ బర్త్. ఇట్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ గోస్ ఆన్. దెర్ ఈజ్ నో ఎండ్ టు ఇట్. వెన్ ఇట్ విల్ స్టాప్ వీ డోంట్ నో. దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ సంసార చక్రం ఐ ఆమ్ అఫ్రైడ్. సో వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు టేక్ మీ అండ్ కాల్ మీ? ఏ ప్రహ్లాద్, ప్లీజ్ కమ్. వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు కాల్ మీ అండ్ రిమూవ్ మై దిస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ సంసార అగ్ని? సో వదమే తవ దాస్యయోగం. వెన్ డు యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ మీ యాజ్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్? దుఃఖోషతం తదపి దుఃఖమదత్వ్యాహం భూమన్ బ్రహ్మాపి వదమే తవ దాస్యయోగం. వెన్ డు యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ మీ యాజ్ యువర్ సర్వెంట్? సోహం ప్రియస్య సుహృద పరదేవతాయ లీలాగదాస్తవ నృసింహ విరింజ గీత అంజస్తి తర్యనుగృణాన్ గుణ విప్రముక్తో దుర్గానిదే పదయుగాలయహం ససంగ. అండ్ ఓ లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ డియర్ టు వన్, ద వెల్ విషర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. ఐ షాల్ easily surmount all difficulties, which is born of body, mind, and all other inner equipment, by reciting your glories like the Paramahamsas, who was free from all afflictions. Because I know. He says one beautiful thing here. Palasya neha saranam pitaro narsimha nartasya jagada mudan vadimanjato nau taptasya tat pradividhi yanja seshta tavat vipo tanumurdham tudupechidanam. No, nobody can help one if Bhagavan's blessing is not there. So he says, if you have deserted them, then even a child cannot be protected by parents. Say, Prahlad, how can you say that? Parents always protect their children. Parents cannot, if you are not favorable to them, the parents cannot protect the child. How many children, as soon as they are born, they were given to anadashram? Isn't it? But if the same child, you know, somebody come from America and they adopt and bring them here and they live a glorious life also. Why? Bhagavad Kripa. And again, medicine cannot cure a patient. We think that medicine can cure, but sometime miracle happen. With Bhagavan's grace is there. And you say medicine has got the curing effect. Finally, Prahlada says, And boat cannot save a drowning man. Yeah, there are so many cases, you know, people got saved also by the boat. But Prahlada says, if they have the ability, yasmin yato yahi yena cha yasya yasmad yasmai yadha yaduda yatvarada parova. All the vibhaktis are used here. Yasmin yato yahi yena yasya yasmad yasmai. Bhavak karodi vikaroti prathaktva bhava sanjoditas tatikalam bhavadas surupam. Even if they have the ability to save, let us say the parents have the ability to protect the child, the medicine have the ability to cure the disease, let us say the boat saved that drowning person or somebody from the boat jumped and saved him. Even though they could do, it is all because of your power. That medicine got the power from where? The parents also got the thought of protecting the child from where? The ability to protect also, they got it from where? That is all from Lord only. So therefore, you are the one who is protecting everyone. Now, you are everything. So, Brahma, constitute of qualities of Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, and thy command, he creates, sustains, and dissolves. All these activities are happening because of your will. You yourself manifest as time, which control everything, and I am crushed like a piece of sugar cane. Please, I am crushed by this time. I am in the jaws of time. Therefore, please save me. Take me away from this wheel of samsara. Now, the worldly pleasures, the Prahlada says, my father, who attained the highest boon, any human being or any Rakshasa or anybody who can think of attaining the highest stature by tapas. Tapas here means self-effort, okay? So people, tapas, you need a lot of self-effort. And with self-effort, purushartha, what one can attain in life, the highest zenith of attainment, he has attained. And so much so that even one, his eyebrows, movement of his eyebrows, or when my father laughed in anger, or these deities used to shiver, all the devatas used to shiver in fright. He, my father, surpassed all deities in prowess. And that father was destroyed so easily by you. So it is said that, you know, that even Indra's thunderbolt could not touch one hair on his body. That chest was torn by his nail so easily. So therefore, what is the use of all these powers and status? They are all temporary. So, I know this, therefore I do not wish. Na nechamite vilulita nuru vikramena kalatmanopanayamam nijabhritya parsham. So I know these facts, I do not desire blessing like sensuous enjoyment, wealth, longevity, glory. So suppose Bhagavan, you are blessed, pleased with me, you want to bless me with all these things. So Prahlada is warning Bhagavan, I am not interested in that. So. Which is, all these things are people who are embodied being. From Brahmaji to low creature, they are all after this position, power. Brahmaji's position is also a power. Actually, it is one jiva. In Chandogya Upanishad, there are upasanas, how you can become a Brahmaji. There are upasanas are there. So if you do that, you will be qualified to become Brahmaji. I heard that from someone said that Hanumanji was offered that position. Hanumanji was qualified. He was offered that position. Hanumanji said, no, no, Baba, I am not interested. I don't want this janjad creating, you know, all that. And these ratrasas come and pray, you have to bless them and all that. I don't want to do that. I am happy with Ram Nam Japte Pate. He was very happy reading Ramcharitmanas. So, our Mam Nija Vritya Parsham Kalatmano Upanaya Mam Nija Vritya Parsham. O Lord, please take me to your devotees. That is what I want. I want you to take me to, or lead me to, satsang. Let me have the company of your devotees. That's why satsanga is always very beautiful. Shankaracharya also said, satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve narmohattvam. Satsanga is such that there was some debate between Vishwamitra and Vasishtha, you see, about satsang. There's another story also. Satsang. Narada went to Bhagavan Vishnu, asked, what is the efficacy of satsang? Bhagavan said, go and see that squirrel. He will give the answer. Narada went and asked the squirrel. The moment I asked him, the squirrel dead, fell down dead. Then Narada came back and said, Bhagavan, I didn't get the answer. So he said, okay, go and ask that parrot. He went and asked the parrot, parrot also died. Then he said, go and ask this horse. The horse also died. Then this time Bhagavan said, go and ask, the child is born to Kashi Raja. A prince is born, go and ask. Narada said, no, Baba. I am not going, because so far it was animals. Nobody came after me. And now suppose the child die, the whole kingdom will be after me. No way. I am not going. Bhagavan said, no, 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 you will definitely get the answer this time. So Narada hesitantly went and asked this child, what is the efficacy of satsang? The child opened his eyes and said, Naraji, I was that squirrel. Because of your presence, I got liberated to become parrot. Then again you blessed me, then I became horse. Again your presence gave me this, now I am the prince of Varanasi. So this is the greatness of satsang. Then the debate between Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. You know, they are debating. Vasishtha said, satsang is great. Vishwamitra, no, tapas is great. So now, who can prove this? So they went to Brahmaji. Brahmaji felt, you know, this, you can't take side, both are Mahatmas, you know, it's very difficult. If you take somebody's, you know, you are, then another person get angry, so let him not. He was very diplomatic. So he said, I am very busy now because creation is going on. Suppose I start judging you, I make a mistake, you know, some kind of creation will come out and that will be a problem. So he said, okay, this our Ananda Sheshana, you know, he is holding this entire creation on his hood. Go and ask him. And Brahmaji telephoned him, said, they are coming, please take care of them. So they came and asked Vasishtaji, and our Vishwamitra Rishi both said, tapas is great, not satsang. So our Ananda Sheshanag Bhagavan said, okay, give me all your tapas, let me take little rest because you can hold this. The entire creation, you can hold it with your tapas. Let me relax a little bit, then I can decide, you know, what is, who is better, which is better. Now, Vishwamitra used all his tapobalam. He was not able to hold the creation. Then he asked Vasishtha Rishi, come on, give me. He gave 1 hour of satsang phalam punyam. He was able to hold the earth. So that was the greatness of satsang. This is a way of telling satsang is great, okay. Now, kutra shishashruti sukha mrgadishnirubakvedam kalevaravasesharujam virohaha nirvityade nadujano yudapidi vidvan kamalalam madhulavai shamayandurapai. Look at the nature of these worldly pleasures, which is very attractive to hear. Yamibam pushpitam vacham prabhavanda vipaschitaha avit vedavadarada parthana nidastidi vadinaha. It's very attractive. It's called charvaka, charvaka. It's very nice to hear. Charvakas, materialistic philosophy, dialectical materialism and all that. They are very good. When you listen to them, it's very attractive also. They say, what is punyam? Punyam is suffering, enjoyment. What is papam? Suffering. So when you borrow money from bank and spend, is it punyam or papam? You are happy, isn't it? So it is punyam. When you have to pay back, it is suffering. So it is papa. So don't pay back. Nice to hear, isn't it? But what about papa? You know, suppose you don't pay back, you incur papa, is it? Yavat jive sukam jive ridangritva gridam pipetam. So even if you have to borrow money, enjoy yourself. Why? Vasmi bhutasya dehasya punarayatanam kutaha. Once the body is burned to ashes, who's going to come back? Why are you afraid? Enjoy while it is there. It's a good thinking. But sometimes we become so attached to things, we forget to enjoy also. That is our, especially first generation of Indians came here. They forgot to enjoy. Ajkal, the second generation is not bad. At least they are going on a cruise and things like that. They are spending some money in first generation, my God. But here you see, it's all attractive. But they are not substantial. They are like mirage water. See, the mirage water is something that, even though it is mirage water, you know it is not there, but still you continue to see. This is the problem. In this world, you know it is not good, but still it attracts you. It catches you. Now, all this enjoyment, these bodies enjoyed so many things. Then what they got? They got every kind of disease. Even those people who know all these learned people also there, they are also not developed vairagya. They are not able to quench the thirst of their desire. It is a pity. Our Now, O Bhagavan, you are like Kalpataru. You bless them as they serve you, not according to the birth or position. If Bhagavan started seeing your qualification for blessing, then we will not be qualified at all. He doesn't see qualification. So he blesses everyone. And if you have that particular devotion to the Lord, now naitan manastava kathasu vikundhanada. Now here our this is the 39th verse. Naitan manastava kathasu vikundhanada sampriyate durita dushtamasadhu tivram kamaduram harshashoka bhasheesharnam bhayesharnartam tasmin kadam tavagatim vimrishami dinah. Hey Vaikunthanatha, this 5-year-old child is telling, look at this, this evil tendencies corrupt my mind and make it outward going. It is harassed by lustful thought. And also I had this craving for progeny, wealth, fame. As a consequence, my mind is not able to concentrate on thy sports. That's why yesterday I said our Namdev Maharaj written, Amrutavuni Goda Navatuche Deva. Your name is so sweet, but I am not able to take your name. Manumaje Keshava Kabanake. Your name is sweeter than nectar. How can my mind, how come my mind never repeats it? So here also our the Bhakta Prahlada says, afflicted as I am with this shortcoming, how am I to persist in my quest to seek you? So these are all for us only, he is telling. He is far above that. But our sake he is telling us. What is that? This is the nature of all devotees. When we sit for meditation, that is the time all our thought comes. Normally we are calm and quiet, peaceful people, but the moment you sit for meditation, or if you sit for puja, that is the time when you are chanting, you know, this ashtotra, that is the time so many thought comes. Except Bhagavan, everything else you will be thinking. Let us do this very fast, and I have to do that work, this work, this work. When you are doing puja, you get off, you think of office. But when you are in the office, you never think of puja. How ironical it is.
Jihvekadochuta vikarshati mavidrupta shishnonyatas sukutaram shavanam kutaschide granonyatas chapaladhrikvaja karma shaktir vakvasapande ivago gehapatim lulanti.
Like a husband who has got so many wives, what will be his condition? We are not talking about Bhagavan, okay? Ordinary husband, he has got so many wives. What will happen? He'll be pulled from all directions, isn't it? The same way, to satisfy my senses, senses are dragging me in different directions. Kuranga, Madanga, Patanga, Meena, Bhanga. Vivekshudamani Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Kuranga, Madanga, Patanga. See this deer with one weakness, he gets caught. Same thing with our elephant. He also, he has got weakness for touch. He gets caught because of that. Patangam, this moth, they are also get killed, get attracted to fire, he gets killed. Meenam, this our fish also get attracted to taste, he get caught. Bhringam, our honey bee, he also get caught in this lotus. All of them got only one weakness, they get caught because of that reason. Now, human being, all of us, we have all the five. So how careful we should be. So these sense organs are driving me crazy. I am torn to pieces by their conflicting claims. Unfortunately, there is none among these senses to drive me towards you. Balastavat kridasaktaha, tarunastavat taruni saktaha, vriddhastavat chindasaktaha, parame brahmani kopina saktaha. So, we are all, childhood we are attached to play, youthhood we are attached to girlfriend, boyfriend. When you become old, you are attached to your own thoughts, regrets of the past, worries. Nobody ever get attached to Bhagavan. That is the... So, our... Prahladji says, I am not interested in getting moksha. Why? Because leaving all these people who are suffering in this world because of their wrong pursuit. In the pleasures of the world. Unless they are liberated. I don't want myself to be liberated. Look at this greatness of Prahlada. I don't want to leave them. I do not desire salvation for myself alone. Abandoning all other creatures to their miserable condition. He said the sages are very selfish. They meditate upon you to get salvation for themselves. But I don't want that salvation. I want all the creatures who are suffering should get salvation.
യന്മൈഥുനാദിഗൃഹമേതി സുഖം ഹി തുച്ഛം കണ്ടൂയനേന കരയോരിവ ദുഃഖദുഃഖം തൃപ്യന്തിനേഹ കൃപണ ബഹുദുഃഖഭാജ കണ്ടൂതിവൻ മനസിജം വിഷഹേദധീര.
There are two things in life, human life, very difficult to conquer. One is lust. Another is taste. Everybody is 95-99% jeep ka gulam hai. That's why you go to Himalaya, Sadhu Maharaj, you know, they say, we are not allowed to do anything else but khane do thoda. Let us enjoy food. But that is also become another problem. These two weaknesses, very difficult to conquer. It is something like, he says, kandugam, kanduya, kanduyanena karayoriva dukkha dukkham. Kandu means scratching, itching. Scratching an itching hand. Then what happened? When you are itching, there is a sukham. But then what happened? You scratch that wood, there is a sukham at that time. But then the process, it gets increased. The suffering will continue. The more you indulge, the more it enhances the intensity of desire. So, even though they suffer, they will never learn. So, this can go only with your grace. One can overcome this only with your grace. That is why Bhagavan is called Madhusudana. Madhusudana. Madhu is a, was an asura, but Madhu also means honey. Sweet attachment. See, the sweet attachment is the difficult thing to get out of it. We get attached to certain things. What sweet attachment? Certain beautiful experience you must have gone through in your life. That memory is the one that haunt you. To get out of it, Bhagavan alone can help you. And
Maunavratashrutatapodhyayanaswadharmavyakhyara japasamadaya aapavargyah prayaparam purushade tichidendriyanam Varta bhavantyutana vatratu dhampiganam.
Now all of them, whether you practice, suppose, there are spiritual means of spiritual attainment. There are famous means for gaining spiritual glory, like observing silence, vows, studying the scriptures, austerity, discharge of duty, teaching, living in solitude, repetition of mantras, practice of concentration. All of them, if you do without devotion to the feet of Lord, but our Prahlaji says, it can give you a livelihood, that is all. You will have very good, what you call, profession. That's why nowadays, you know, temples become a lucrative field. Everybody started temple. And if you know a little bit of puja, you are in business. Whether that temple, that pujari has real knowledge about shastra, nobody worries about it. Ki murti ko lagate hai, puja vija kar rahe aate hai, paisa aate rehte hai. So unemployment is solved there. So here also, Vedic teaching, all these things are very good. But the basic point is, he is making is that one should have devotion to Bhagavan. Then, karma is puja. Some people say that, especially our Guruji used to say that, you know, brahmacharis goes out of the sadhanalaya. They think that teaching is the sadhana. Of course, teaching is the sadhana, but they forget about their daily nishta. No, we should have that also separately.
Tam terhattama namastuti karma puja karma smriti charanayoho shravanam kathayam samsevayatvayi vinedi shadangaya kim bhaktim jana paramahamsa gato labheta.
So, six type of worship our Prahlada recommend. Salutation, praise, dedication of all action, service, listening to katha, remembrance of Bhagavan's sports, manifestation, all those things, if you keep doing this continuously, it will kindle devotion in the heart of the devotee. Mere study of philosophy, works or concentration cannot degenerate the wholehearted devotion. Wholehearted devotion can come only by loving that Lord. And this love is something that you have to discover. We are all born with love. Everything else you have to cultivate. But love is something that you are born with. Therefore, we have come with that capital. It is easy to develop. Now, Bhagavan, after listening to Prahlada's hymn in praise of Bhagavan, Bhagavan was very much pleased. Bhagavan said, Prahlada Bhadra Bhadram Te Preetoham Te Surottama Varanam Vanishwabhimadam Kamapurosmiham Ranam. Hey Prahlada, I am very happy with you, pleased with you. Please ask of me any boon that you want. Why? Because Bhagavan said, my darshanam will not go, fail. You know, it is infallible. Because once you have my darshan, you should get something from me. That is a rule. So ask of me anything that you want. Now, our Narada says, even though Prahlada was tempted by Bhagavan to ask of him boon, Prahlada was not tempted. The noblest among the asuras did not go after any of them. And Prahlada said, Mamam pralobhayot pratyasaktam kameshu tairvarehi tatsangabhido nirvinno mumukshutva mupashrita. Please don't tempt me. With all these boons. Because I am an asura, I may get tempted also. So, I am naturally prone to enjoyment. Therefore, don't tempt me. It is due to the fear of getting involved in the samsara. I have abandoned them. Become your devotee so that I will attain mukti. I will attain you. He doesn't say mukti. So, you must have offered me this temptation which formed the seed of samsara. Maybe you are testing me just to see whether I am still interested or to show what is the greatness of a real devotee. Then our Prahlaji says, one worship you and get something out of it in return, or seek something out of it in return, is not a devotee. Who is he? He is a businessman, he says. I do this, you get this. Investment, profit. In Gopika Gita, these gopis, after Bhagavan left them, and then afterwards they sang, and then finally Bhagavan appeared, and they were so happy and they didn't know what to do. At that time, one gopi got a doubt. Bhagavan. They remembered that this fellow is the one who left us in the middle of the night. Heartless guy, you know. We have to fix him. So there was a question answer session. Bhagavan said, this is not the time to ask questions. They asked three questions. There are people who love. You love him, he will love you back. There is one type. There are second type. There are people who love you in spite of you not loving, in return. There are third type. There are no love in their heart at all for anybody. Now, their question was, which category you belong to? But one said, I don't belong to any of the three. He answered them also very nicely. Because a person who loves you for love, you know, return, is a businessman. If you love me, I love you. If you don't love you, get lost. You know. That kind of love is what? Business type, which is nowadays very common. The second type of love is like parents' love. Even though children don't love them back, still they continue to love the children. It is not they are expecting something from the children. When I become old, they will take care of me. Don't entertain such doubt. Most of the old parents complain that, you know, my son was such a nice boy, but only when he got married, he became bad. So the third one, Bhagavan said, Paramhamsas, those Mahatmas who has gone above likes and dislikes, they have love for everybody equal. It is not that they love only one person. Bhagavan said, I am beyond all that. So here also our Prahladji says, my devotion has to be encashed for something, then it is very sad. And then also you also, Bhagavan, you keep on offering some gift to the devotees. That is also not correct because you are keeping them under your control. See, here you look at us. You don't want to gain anything from this world. I am a devotee of you. I also don't want anything from you. So we are Daniki Sripoindi, you know. Both are equal. Then Prahlad felt very bad because Bhagavan is offering to give him some boon and he refuses it. That is also not correct. It is to become an impertinent on his part to refuse. So Prahlad thought that no. Yeti rashishame kaman. Iti rashi shame kaman varamstam varadarshabha kamanam hridyasam roham vabadasturune varam indriyani manaprana atma dharmo tridirmadihi hri shri tejasmriti satyam yasyan nasyandi janmana. Lord, you are the greatest boon giver. If you are particular about giving me a boon, to fulfill my desire, now do one thing. keep your feet on my chest. Because you are asking me, ask of me any boon. Maybe you think that there may be, you are antaryami. You know there are some unfulfilled desire in me, which I don't know. Therefore, you keep your feet in my chest and remove, even if there is a desire. So, bless me that let me not have any more desire. That is the boon I want. See? No desire for any boon shall rise in my mind. That is the boon I want. Look at the quality of a devotee. Why? Because he says, growth of desire destroy all faculties, the strength of his senses, mind, vital energy, all of them. Then he become, what is that? He will lose his sense of righteousness, determination, understanding, good fortune. All this because once a desire comes in your mind, it obsesses you. Then you will not think of this is right or this is wrong. Dekha jayenge. Somebody tells you, but you will go to jail. I will get a good lawyer. That time. You know, all kinds of thought comes to us. We will not follow any rules. We will break. We are ready to break any rules. So this is the nature of desire. Therefore, O Lord, let me not have any desire. This is the blessing I want. Keep me away from all this. In the 9th verse, Vimunjati yadagaman manavo manasistidan tarheva pundarikaksha bhagavatvaya kalpate. Oh, salutations to that worshipful Hari in this wonderful form of Narasimha. Salutation to that Supreme Being, possessor of all divine majesties, the one who is the indweller of everything, that Brahman Supreme, my salutations. Thus saying, Prahlada again, Namo Bhagavate Tupyam Purushaya Mahatmane, Hareyedbhuta Simhaya Brahmane Paramatmane. Prahlada again prostrates. Narasimha says now, Naikantino me mayi jatviha shisha ashasate mutrachaye bhavadvidha adhabi manvandarame tadatra deityeshwaranam anupunksha bhogan. Even though I know you have no desire in your mind, but I want you to rule this kingdom. I bless you. For one manvantara, you be head of the asuras. You rule this kingdom. And Bhagwan bless the throne. So now you sit in this throne and rule this world of asura. And perform all yajnas. Keep me in your heart, and as a worship, you perform all your duty.
Yaye tat kirtayen mahyam toya gidamidam naraha tvam chamam chasmaran kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. Palashuti is also given here. Bhagavan himself says, blesses Prahlada, if anybody who sing your hymn, composed by you, the Prahlada Stuti, and remember me and you, that virtuous man will in the end, he attain freedom from bondage of samsara. Now when Bhagavan blessed Prahlada, when he asked, Prahlada, ask of me any boon, I will give you. Prahlada said, I don't want anything. Now Bhagavan told him to rule the kingdom, be a king. Now Prahlada says, Bhagavan, I have
one request. Hey, how come now you have a request? He says,
Varam varaye datte varadeshan maheshwara yadanindat pidame tvam avidvam teja aishwaram.
Bhagavan, I want one boon from you. What is that? My father, without knowing your glory, out of ignorance, he has abused you in many words. People who abuse you, I heard they will go to hell. My father, I know you have touch, because of your touch he has purified, but still out of anxiety I am asking, O Lord, please let him not go to hell. Now, see. Now, why Prahlada asked this question, the boon? Earlier it was, he never asked. Because earlier the connection was between the devotee and the Lord. But now what happened, he has given a position as a king, now as a son. Now he is ruling the kingdom. So he has a duty towards his father. So naturally, he is asking that it's appropriate. Bhagavan said,
Tris saptabhipita poda pitrubhis sahate anakha yat sadhosya grihe jato bhavanve kulapavanaha.
See, Bhagavan said, the Prahlada, your father with 21 generation and his ancestors have been purified because of your birth. If a father has a son like you think he will ever go to hell? Never. Number one. Then another reason also, with my touch I have purified him. Now, Hiranyakashipu had the glorious death. You see, he died in the lap of Bhagavan. You see, think about it. Nobody had that privilege. Now, Prahlada, do your father's cremation and all other rites according to custom. Even though, really speaking, he has been purified by contact. So a holy son like you will assure him to attain higher regions. Then ascend to the throne of your father with your mind absorbed in me. Perform your duties consulting the wise. Now, Narada says, Prahlado pitata chakre pituryas sambaraigam yadaha bhagavan rajan apishikto dijottamaihi. King Prahlada performed all the funeral rites of his father as directed by the Lord. And he was coronated as a king by the priest. Now Brahmaji got some courage now, you know. Bhagavan is now happy, he's pleased and all that. He approached Bhagavan. He started praising Brahma. Yo so laptavaro matto napadyo navadyo mama srishtibihi tapo yoga balo natta samasta nigamanahan. Yes, Rakshasa, you're obtaining boon from me. That he became indestructible by anyone among my creation. So he became very proud, and because of the the power that he gained through austerity, destroyed everything, all the Vedic institutions, all dharmas, everything he destroyed, fortunately. It is that his son, who is very good and pious by nature, has been saved by thee from death. இஸ் நவ் பை யுவர் சைட் ஃப்ரீ ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபியர். பகவான் டிட் நாட் லைக் இட். யூனோ நரசிம்ஹ உவாச்ச, மைவம் வரோ சுராணாம் தே பிரதேய பத்மசம்பவா வரம் குரூர நிசர்கானாம் மகீனாம் அமிர்தம் யதா. ஓ லோட்டஸ் வான், பிரம்மாஜி, இட் இஸ் நாட் ப்ராப்பர் ஃபார் யூ டு கிவ் திஸ் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் பூன் டு அசுராஸ். இட்ஸ் வெரி இன்அப்ராப்ரியேட் கிராண்டிங் தம் தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் பேசிக்கலி க்ரூவல் பீப்புள் பை நேச்சர். இட் இஸ் லைக் ஃபீடிங் ஸ்னேக் வித் இம்மார்டல் ட்ரிங்க். இட் வில் ஓன்லி ஆட் டு த சோரோ இன் த வேர்ல்ட். நவ் சேயிங் ஸோ, பகவான் ஹரி டிஸப்பியர்ட் ஃப்ரம் த சீன். ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட் பிரஹலாத மேட் ப்ராஸ்ட்ரேஷன்ஸ் டு ஆல் தேவாஸ், பிரம்மா, ருத்ரா, பிரஜாபதி, செலஸ்டியல், ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். தென் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் பிளஸ்ட் பிரஹலாதா. தே ஆல் டிஸப்பியர்ட், வென்ட் டு தேர் ஓன் அபோட். நவ் திஸ் கான்வர்சேஷன் வி ஆர் லிசனிங் பிட்வீன் நாரதா அண்ட் யுதிஷ்டிர. பிகாஸ் த ரீசன் வாய் திஸ் கான்வர்சேஷன் வாஸ் கோட்டட், பரீட்சித் ஆஸ் திஸ் கொஸ்டின் டு சுக மகர்ஷி தட் ஐ ஹாவ் அ டவுட் தட் பகவான் ஈஸ் பார்ஷியல். சம்டைம் ஹீ கோஸ் அண்ட் கில் ராட்சசாஸ் ஃபார் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் இந்திரா. இட் லுக்ஸ் லைக் தட் ஹீ இஸ் பார்ஷியல். நவ் இன் ஆர்டர் டு ஆன்சர் தட், சுக மகர்ஷி கோட்ஸ் த கான்வர்சேஷன் பிட்வீன் the Yudhishthira and Naradji. Now, Narada says, these two attendants of Mahavishnu, Jayavijaya, because of the curse, they became Hiranyakasha and Hiranyakashipu, and Bhagavan killed them. Now, second birth, they become Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Bhagavan Ramachandraji will kill them. Then the third birth, they are Shishupala and Dandavaktra, which you saw in your own sadas. Yudhishthira, Bhagavan killed Shishupala and his jyoti absorbed in Bhagavan. So whatever be the sankalpa, whatever be the thought you entertain, that you remember the Lord, that is enough for gaining mukti. Then our Narada says, I have finished narrating to you the sacred story of Prahlada and Narasimha. This, whoever hears and recites this holy account of Mahavishnu's glory with faith, ஏதத் புண்ணியமாக்கியானம் விஷ்ணோர் வீரியோபபிரம்ஹிதம் கீர்த்தையே ஸ்ரத்தையா சுத்வா கர்மபாஷே விமுச்சதே. ஸோ ஒன் ஹூ ரீட்ஸ் திஸ் ஸ்டோரி வித் டிவோஷன், ஹீ பிகம் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் பாண்டேஜஸ் ஆஃப் கர்மா. நவ் when Yudhishthira heard the story from Naraji, he was feeling a little sad. You know, how fortunate was that Prahlada, you know, to get blessing from Bhagavan. Narada saw this. Yudhishthira, you are the most fortunate one. Yeah. See, yuyam naraloke pada bhuri bhaga லோகம் புனானா முனையோபியந்தி ஏஷாம் கிரகானாவசதி இதி சாட்சாத் கூடம் பரம் பிரம்ம மனுஷ்யலிங்கம் சவா அயம் பிரம்ம மகத் விபுர்க்ய கைவல்ய நிர்வாண சுகானுபூதி பிரிய
சுஹ்ரத்வக்கலு மாதுலேய ஆத்மார்ஹணீயோ விதிகிருத் குருச்ச.
ஸோ யுதிஷ்டிரா, டோன்ட் லுக் டவுன் அப்பான் யுவர் செல்ஃப். தட் சுப்ரீம் பிரம்மன், ஹீ ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இஸ் ரிசைடிங் ஹியர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங், கிருஷ்ணா. அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் அ வெரி பிரம்மன் சாட் ஆஃப்டர் பை த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் சேஜஸ். தே ஆர் கண்டினியூவஸ்லி கம்மிங் டு யுவர் ஹவுஸ் சீக்கிங் ஹூம், கிருஷ்ணா ஒன்லி. தே ஆர் பிளஸ்ஸிங் யூ. ஈவன் பிரம்மா, சிவா அண்ட் அதர்ஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டிட்டர்மின் திஸ் கிரேட்னஸ் ஆர் க்ளோரி ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. அண்ட் தேட் கிருஷ்ணா, திங்க் அபவுட் இட், ஹூ கெனாட் பி அட்டைன்ட் ஈவன் ஆஃப்டர் spending years of self-controlled tapas, that Bhagavan is in your house. But he is like your, or your cousin, your friend, your relative, all that. And sometime he is doing errands for you also. Are you not the most fortunate one? Then Narada gives another story. I'm not getting into that now. Thus it ends here, the story of two. We saw, what is that? Utayaha. So manushyava, the karma vasana. Karma vasana is asuri vasana, devi vasana. Then manushyavasana, manushavasana is there. That is the following five chapters. There varnashrama dharmas are given. The Narada is explaining to Yudhishthira what is the dharma of a brahmachari, dharma of grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. What are those dharmas? In details it is given. And out of that all ashramas, the most important ashrama is grihastha ashrama. Without, all the other ashramas are dependent upon grihastha ashrama. If grihastha is not there, there is no brahmachari. If grihastha is not there, there is no sannyasi. Who will give him bhiksha? So grihastha is not there, there is no vanaprasthi also. So therefore, more elaborate discussion is there on grihastha ashrama dharma. This Narada gives about 32 values common to all ashramas. Whether you are a brahmachari, grihastha or vanaprastha or sannyasi, all of them should follow. It's called samanya dharmas. Then Vishesha Dharmas are there according to these avastha. Brahmachari or Grihastha or Vanaprastha or Sannyasa. Now, in our olden days, our life is divided into 100 years, 25 years Brahmacharya, 25 years Grihastha. Then 25 years Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha doesn't mean that you leave the house and go to Himalayas, only in the caves. Nowadays they have caves also, very well furnished, I heard. 5-star hotel facilities. Once I was going to India at that time, there was somebody sitting next to me, an American. He said, where are you going? He said, I am going to Himalayas. Oh. You went to some ashram? No, I have my own cave, he said. He owns a cave. It's well furnished. And he spent some time there and come back. It's good. So I think you have own a house in, what do you call, Florida, some place. Like that. Palm Beach. So, thus we complete this Prahlada Charitram. whoever listens with Shraddha and reads again and again, they will be blessed by with the grace of Bhagavan. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.